This week's Torah reading is called Vayikra, and he called, and it gives a beginning to the third book of the Torah. Now, the main subject of the third book of the Torah is all the works that the priests, the Koyanim, they used to do in the Mishkan, in the tabernacle. A person might think, what's the practicality? How does it apply to my life? So, in a very superficial way of understanding and reading the Torah, the truth is, the most of the book, it doesn't apply. However, we do know, point number one, that the verse in Hoshea 14, it says in Hebrew, Uneshalma farim sefaseinu, that our lips, by us actually talking and learning about the offerings and all the things happening over there, that today they don't happen, because we don't have the third temple, etc. It should be rebuilt quickly, speedily in our days. But by us learning those laws, by us talking about those issues, it is as if we were actually doing it. The Torah considers this as if we were doing it. That's point number one. Point number two, the word Torah comes from the word Hoyra, which means teaching, something I repeated many, many times. So we have to find within those verses that apparently don't teach you anything and apparently don't apply anything, etc., etc., there are teachings over there, because the Torah is eternal. Eternal means that it applies in all the times and it applies in all the places. There has to be an eternal teaching, an eternal lesson for us also. So let's analyze just one verse of Parshas Vayikra, of this week's Torah reading, and let's try to see what is it talking about. Right at the beginning, the Torah is defining a number of offerings. And right by the first offering, the Torah already says things in a way that we have to at least think about it. But the minimum we can do is think about it, the way it's written. And if we find something weird, strange, in the way a verse is written, it's not because the verse was written by some guy and he made a mistake, he doesn't know how to keep and how to write a book, you know. No, no, no. This was written by God. And this, the fact that it's written in a weird way, is trying to tell you something. Maybe in the simple sense of things, or maybe in this eternal lesson that the Torah is conveying through writing things in a different way. So let's read the second verse, actually, of this week's Torah reading. You should talk, God tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, you should talk to the Jewish people and tell them, a man, when he offers from you an offering to God, from the animals, from the cows or whatever, oxes and everything, or from the sheep, you will offer your offering. Now, in English, it sounds as if it was written in a simple way. It starts talking about a man, singular, and it ends up talking about you in a plural way, not in a singular way. In English, you and you, it's used for one person and for many people. But in Hebrew, it's not the same. In Hebrew, it says Adam, a man, just one, when he wants to offer, etc., etc. And the verse continues saying, you, in a plural way, takribu, you will offer, you and many, many people will offer your, in plural also, offering. The obvious question is, why does the verse start talking about a person in singular and ends up talking about many people in plural? It should keep, you know, the same way in the beginning towards the end. One explanation of this idea is as follows. When the Torah says Adam in Hebrew, Adam ki yakriv mikem, literally a person that will offer from you. The word offering in Hebrew, yakriv, is directly related to the word karoiv. Karoiv means close. So let's now read the verse again. Adam ki yakriv mikem, a person, which person is he talking about? The special person, Adam, it refers to God. Because we see in the prophecies of Isaiah, Yehezkel, that they saw, so to speak, an image of God, even though God doesn't have any image. This was a prophetic vision. They saw an image of God sitting in his kingly throne. So we see Adam Alakise, we have a man, quote unquote, sitting over there. That's God. Adam, God, ki yakriv, when he will want to bring you close. Yakriv mikem, when God wants to bring you closer to him, and he offers himself to you, and he, in many ways, shows himself to you, and now he's waiting for you to answer him, for you to actually do the effort of getting close to him. So how does a person get closer to God? The verse continues talking in plural. We started talking about a person in singular because it's talking about God. This, of course, is a deeper meaning. It's talking about God. God wants you to be closer to him. But you have to do something about it. What do you have to do? So the verse continues saying, you have to offer an animal. And from the animals, different types of animals, you have cows, you have sheep, etc., with different characteristics, each one of them. An ox, a cow, has a very strong body and a lot of strength, etc. And a sheep, you know, it's a colt. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't move so much. It doesn't engage so much, etc. So each one of us has an animal inside of us. We are the animal that is being offered, but not because human beings are animals. Human beings are human beings, and animals are animals. It's two different things. Human beings are not better animals. It's a completely different thing, infinite difference. But I'm not going to delve into that. The point is that we have an animal inside of us. It's called the animal soul. And that's what we have to offer God. Each person has a different type of animal soul. This guy is very hot and very strong into the physical world. And he likes food and he likes drink and he likes this and that with a lot of strength. And this other guy is like a sheep. You know, everything is cold. Everything is nice and everything is easy. He doesn't engage so much. Don't scream so much, you know, take it easy. So that animal that prevents you from being connected to God, because the strength in being so much engaged in the physical world prevents you from understanding a spiritual world. And on the other hand, the fact of being a cold person, not engage. You're not engaged in the physical world, but you know what? You're not engaged in the spiritual world either. You don't care. It's just, you know, whatever you say, it's fine. That's a sheep. So both have a problem. The ox has a problem of being too much into the physical things. The sheep has the problem of being too much into nothing. I don't care. I don't know and I don't care. So that's what you have to offer God by you working on yourself. By taking your ox, so to speak, and instead of being hot into the physical things and material things and mundane things, etc., you should be hot about Torah, about God, about learning, etc. And take your sheep. And instead of being cold, try to change that coldness and apply it to the physical world. But don't apply it to God. Don't apply it to Torah, to learning, etc. By taking your animal and offering your animal to God, you actually, as the verse finishes in Hebrew, takrivus korbanchem, you will actually get closer. Takrivu means to offer your offering, yeah, in plural. But you know what? By you making the effort of getting closer to God through the strength that God gave you, because he wants you to be close. He started this movement, so to speak. He called you, hello, Vayikrol Moshe. He called you. Now he wants you to get close. You have to do your effort. You have to do your part, your input, so to speak, of offering your animal. And that's what will actually, at the end of the day, bring you closer, takrivu, from the word karev, which means close, to God, through actually understanding and living and feeling the presence of God in every single matter, every single issue in your life.